I won't have a cat on my lap. So.
He cannot promise that he will not have a cat on his lap. I love that. I didn't even get to introduce what was happening, but now you know a lot of information about what's going on here. She went away. You're listening to the Sarah. Well, I don't know. I feel really disjointed. Wait, hold on. Let's try this again. You're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast, and this is what anxiety feels like. I'm here with my Jew boy, Amazon boyfriend, Evan Morgenstern. I always think I'm spelling your name wrong.
You always spell it right, and the thing is, most people don't spell it right. People can be looking at it and still spell it wrong, so good for you.
I'm excited. Do I get a medal?
You do get a medal.
It's a
metaphoric medal, but yes.
I was just going to say, metaphoric.
Yes.
You know, we have been trying non-aggressively to get corporate sponsors.
I know, we should, and I'm thinking, like, we're, as Jews, we're remiss in not, like, I feel like this should have been taught to us in, like, Hebrew school. Like,
right.
How do you get corporate sponsors?
How do you
just
get,
in general, just in life.
How do you get corporate sponsors? I'll tell you how you don't get them. By being interrupted by children.
Well, that's
definitely how you don't get a corporate sponsor.
I don't know. There was that guy on the internet that...
Oh, thank you. There's my phone. Okay. So...
There was that guy on the internet who was, being interviewed by I don't know what, and his kids walked in, and it was a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he can get corporate sponsors, but you have to do it in a way where you're being, in a serious interview, not in a silly... podcasty kind of thing.
No.
Not that this is silly. This is great.
This is a serious mental health podcast.
Absolutely. We're not at all.
We play doctors on TV.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Sure. Yes.
I mean, I know that I've seen you on TV playing a doctor.
Yeah, and I've seen you play a doctor, yes.
I'm going to go get some more cider. I'll be right back. You tell the people about your doctor role.
Okay. Sure. What there was in on ER, there was a Dr. Morgenstern, so that could very well pass as me being on TV as a doctor.
I feel like that was you, and maybe you just don't. You're shy about it.
Yeah, William H. Who? No, it was me. It was totally.
I think it was. I mean, are you done with that one? No.
No, no, no.
Okay, let me know. Let me know when I have to figure that out.
That is, we're drinking cider out of spite.
We're angry. Let's talk about this. I think we need to process this.
The cider people could have gotten in on the ground floor, and
You know, the thing is, we don't even have one corporate sponsor, so you could be you out there.
Absolutely.
Whoever's listening to this,
yes.
The one person who's listening to us right now.
Yeah. Hi, one of our moms.
Hello, one of our moms, or both. Mm-hmm. Or maybe your dad, who's totally blazed right now.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Can we call him? That's what we're going to do
time. We're at some point, I feel like he is sleeping right now, but I have to sort of plan it ahead because...
Is he really sleeping or are you just saying that?
No, I mean, I mean, what time is it? It's past 5 o'clock? Yeah, he's probably sleeping.
What time does he get up in the morning?
I don't know, actually.
Can we just call him? And then it would be funny if we called him and he was sleeping.
It's a delicate process.
Okay.
Well,
can you warn him next time?
Yes, I will warn him next time. He hobnobs around Miami. Maybe we could get a corporate sponsor. We could get a pot dealer sponsor.
You know what we should do, actually, which would be super fun, is fly down and surprise him.
Ooh, that, you know what? He would love that. And also, there would be so much free booze and weed if you're into it, and every kind of painkiller imaginable. I mean, I love my dad, but he. I grew up in a very self-medicating kind of family.
Right. And now you're legitimate medicated.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, now that I am on a higher dose of Lamictal, I'm not cursing as much, which to me isn't indicative of my lack of irritability, maybe?
Sure. I mean, that could be one of the things they say at the end of the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
We'll curse less.
Less profanity.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my mind is a little bit clearer. I mean, I did curse a lot today out of frustration, but...
You get it out and you're done.
Sometimes, there's a time and a place, and sometimes I feel like using my vocabulary.
Also, I haven't heard of this one, so I'm going to WebMD this, like, right when I get home.
Absolutely.
I know the Wellbutrin, the Paxil that
I'm
on.
I thought you were saying that you haven't heard of not lack of profanity as a side effect, which is absolutely understandable.
I think, that's part of anti-anxiety or antidepressants, I guess. You know, you're going to be angry less, so you might curse less. And
it's true. So you're saying that you have not heard of Lamictal.
I have not, no.
Lamictal is a mood stabilizer that is used typically to treat bipolar disorder, but can also be used for epilepsy because it's, I think it's in the category of anti-seizure.
Our brains are very fragile. They are really, really fragile. That's why there's a big, tonight's the NFL football draft, and I'm like, hopefully all these guys are thinking about their brains because there's a big thing with, you know, concussions and
post-concussion syndrome is a real thing. Traumatic brain injury is a real thing.
Absolutely.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that.
Sorry, it's I brought gonna, it down.
Yeah, Hi. No. I just wanted to take a second to acknowledge, and possibly more, that tomorrow it's going to be 80 degrees. However, we're in a brownstone where the heat is going off.
Oh yeah, no, I walked through a cold mist to get here, and I'm We've broke the earth.
It's, everything is broken.
I mean, obviously, with that statement, we've alienated any, oil and car and whatever manufacturers from sponsoring us, but I don't think they were going to anyway.
I don't think Exxon is interested in anything but murdering baby seals.
You know what? See, and people don't remember, there's a new generation that thinks of just BP, but our generation remembers that Valdez, the Alaska thing.
Yeah,
that was,
that's good.
That was rough. With regards to not totally bringing it down,
mm-hmm.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
I know, well, because you're getting a little bit drunk.
A teeny bit with the nameless cider that
one. Yeah, but so, here's the thing is, if you're out there, I'm just going to put it out there right now. If you happen to work for Angry Orchard and you want to sponsor our podcast, we want you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want that to happen.
Also, since we do talk about the pills, I mean, Pfizer, you know. I know you're not big on advertising, but if you want to.
Right. You don't really, you know, this is your brain on drugs. Okay.
We'll do it, and we'll talk it up.
You know, I don't have a problem. I can definitely vouch for Prozac and whoever makes Prozac, maybe that's Glaxo, whatever, or Pfizer.
Yeah.
Prozac, I'm a fan of Celexa, Lexapro. If you make Wellbutrin, I don't really want to talk about you because I don't like Wellbutrin, but.
Paxil, Klonopin. Klonopin, I. Post-election, I actually found myself almost in a drought because I had so many people asking for it.
Right.
Wow, there's something to be said about, the election actually. So, you know, get out
there.
Can
we actually tweet Donald Trump about that? Can we do that?
We can. I don't think he will respond. But,
I think, what should we say? Like, what would be a funny thing to say about him? There's so many ways we could go.
Dear Donald Trump, whether or not you wanted to or not, you raised the sales of antidepressants.
Yeah, but that's a benzo, right? So,
yeah.
So we need to talk about
anti-anxiety.
That.
Well, yeah, I have more of the anti-anxiety.
Anti-anxiety.
With the OCD.
Okay, so let's see. Dear POTUS, right?
I like that Obama still has one that says
he does.
POTUS, but
whether you like it or not, after you were elected, you raised the sale of anti-anxiety meds. Sincerely,
yes.
Evan and me. Right?
Sure.
Okay. We just tweeted the president. Maybe we'll get blocked. That would be awesome.
You know, and the thing I've always thought is people are like, they should ban him from Twitter. I'm like, no. He doesn't mind not existing. He minds existing as less than a celebrity. So what you need to do is Twitter, if you really want to fuck with the president, leave him on, but take away his blue check mark. That would fuck him up. That would get him angry.
Indeed.
Because then he's just a regular Joe like the rest of us.
Well, yeah, because he's obsessed with Twitter.
Right.
Right. So he really, which I can't blame him. People make fun of me all the time for being on Twitter, but
they shouldn't.
That's, because it's awesome.
No, it's a way to communicate. I mean, and just the evolution of when I remember being like 13 and being on Prodigy.
Yes,
if anybody
oh my
remembers
God.
That, you remember?
I totally remember Prodigy. That's bringing it
and
back.
And there wasn't even instant messages. There was just message boards. Mm-hmm. But I would meet people who at least claimed to be celebrities. Back then, it was out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
And it was just, mm-hmm. you know, it's a way for exposure. It's a way to get people together. Do I know 90% of the people I'm friends with on Facebook?
No.
No. But you know what? They're comedians and, you know, it's about exposure.
Right.
And apparently...
But, you know, the Huffington Post made exposure a dirty word. Mm. Let's just put that out there.
Yes, I will take another one.
Okay, I thought so.
I promise I will be sober-ish.
I think it's more fun this way, honestly.
Oh, you know, that's...
True. So Angry Orchard, if you're listening, we want you to sponsor us and pay
exactly.
us money.
Yeah, and we will drink and get drunk responsibly.
Right.
Wink.
We live in a city, so we don't really drive very much.
No.
Or at all. I mean, I have my license. Do you have your license?
I do have my license. I used to drive in Florida. I mean, I lived there from... So I had my license from 16 on, and I lived there till I was 23, so... I drove, and Florida, Miami in particular, is a terrible place to drive. So I feel like if I could drive there, I could drive anywhere. Never drove drunk.
Right, don't do that. But, you know, I am free this weekend if, see, you work on Monday, so that one where I was thinking we could go and visit your dad, but that's not going to happen.
I mean, there are deals from New York to Miami because it does, there's a lot of...
We should talk about that.
I was going to say,
should talk
you know,
about that because I feel like that could be a really fun trip.
I'm almost ashamed to make this reference, but Jimmy Buffett has a unless Jimmy Buffett wants to sponsor us.
Is he alive still?
He is, and he has Margaritaville is a whole restaurant chain, and he has a beer and stuff. But he has a song. Everyone has a cousin in Miami, and I feel like for New York, that's a real thing.
Jews, especially.
Oh my God. Everybody I met up here was like, oh, Morgenstern? Oh, are you related to? I'm like, no, there's just a lot of Morgenstern.
That's a Jew thing. Yeah. That's a Jew thing because people are always like, Sarah Fader, do you know Eugene Fader? Do you know Marcus Fader? I'm like, no, I don't.
It's like, we're not all the same.
We're not
all related. Yeah.
Whenever I hear all the same, have you ever seen Waiting for Guffman?
That's one of the few Christopher Guest movies I have not seen.
Okay, that's like number one now.
I will make that my plan this weekend.
Yeah.
My wife's out of town this weekend. I will
it's so
watch
weird that you have a wife. I always forget that.
Stop.
I know. No, like
a lot of women forget that.
I know. No, she's awesome. Hi, Nicole. You're amazing. Yeah.
And she will, we'll get her on the show one day when
we
she's not out of town.
No, I think it's just weird to say, like, I think the word wife is strange. Maybe that's what it is. Like, I know you have a person.
Oh no!
Yet
there's actually it was weird when I because now this is my second wife, and I think people were
that's funnier.
People at work were like, "Wait, you're divorced?" I'm
right.
like, "Thank you for thinking I look young enough not to have had a divorce, but sure,
you do look young though. You,
oh stop!
You do, but you know I like to compliment people."
You're young and hot.
I am young and hot, it's true.
And we're the same age. We are
youngins.
Libra cusps.
Libra cusps in 79.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed another 79 today, who you would like,
my friend
Brandon.
Start a club.
Also October, 79.
Nice.
But he's not a Libra, he's a Scorpio. But
oh,
still.
So he was just after that.
We are older and wiser than him.
I mean, I know that I technically fall into the Scorpio chart.
You don't though. You're still a Libra. You just have a lot of Scorpio in you, which I do too.
But I also feel like I'm terribly indecisive, and I always like to weigh
Yes, but things. You're bad at small talk, and
I'm bad at.
I'm also bad at small talk.
Except see when we're on here.
Yeah, but we're talking about real things.
Even like Nicole has said, like, this is great. We have a great banter.
We really do, so. And we should get paid because
we should. We should get somebody to come on.
What? So who do you think? Okay. So who do you, I almost thought there was like an audience that we could ask. Like for some reason I was like, okay, let's ask the audience that doesn't exist, but they don't exist.
There are some. The irony, by the way, right now is Nicole is also on a podcast right at this very minute.
I'm really upset. She should be on our podcast.
She should be.
Yeah, I'm sad. Okay, so who, I mean, if you were to think like magically about a celebrity who would pay us to be funny, who would that be?
Somebody Jewish and neurotic?
Oh yeah. Billy Crystal maybe?
Larry David.
Larry David. Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He seems kind of like not fun anymore though. I don't know.
Maybe. Although you were definitely a younger woman to him, so, and he clearly likes
a fetish.
Although I shouldn't, you know, if he's...
he does. You know. Maybe if he wants to sponsor us, we're okay with that. Yeah. Maybe Woody Allen, we could bring his reputation back. You know? Is that possible? That's not possible.
I don't know if I'd feel comfortable taking from Woody Allen.
No, because he's kind of, like, disgusting.
Also, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I think that's really limited amount of time that we would have while... I mean, I'm surprised he's still alive now, but...
Yeah, I mean, somebody probably wants to kill him, or many people.
I'm sure, yes, yeah.
But I mean, chronologically, it's surprising he's alive.
Yeah.
Are Simon and Garfunkel both still alive? Like, are both of them alive?
I do believe they both are, yeah. Are they both Jews? Or
I don't know, but I do...
I feel like Garfunkel must be.
Right, definitely. My friend Rami and I used to watch the Simon and Garfunkel live in Central Park on VHS... And we would rewind, like, slow motion, watch Garfunkel go, wow, still crazy.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. I have to see that.
Yes. He gets into it, you know?
He has the gingerous Jufro, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Garfunkel. Forget it.
I wrote a story, and I named a cat in the story Garfunkel.
Nice.
You know?
Nice. Yeah, I think you got Garfunkel and Oates.
I don't actually even know who they are or
They're like a Concords, like a comedy female band.
I don't know. I mean, companies that would sponsor us, probably Jew-related. Manischewitz, maybe.
Ooh, yes. There you go. But I would.
Too inappropriate, though, for them?
I'm not sure, because at this point, you know, it is the Trump era, so I don't...
Yeah.
We just have to own it, because there's so much anti-Semitism.
Jewy things. I mean, you know, companies that make...
Raise it up, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Also, it takes so much more to get drunk on Manischewitz, because it's...
But let me tell you something.
But it's good. It's good. Frank Manischewitz, if you're listening.
I love Manischewitz. I mean... I remember going to my friend Daniel Nassau's bar mitzvah. He's not a girl, so he's a boy. Bar mitzvah.
That you remember.
I remember that. I know for sure, but, you know. But we went to his bar mitzvah. Me and God, you know.
Oh, of course, bar mitzvah.
And there was Manischewitz in these little shot glasses.
Oh,
right?
My God. That's funny.
Right? And I was like, I can't believe that I'm drinking alcohol. And I'm only 13.
Right? Okay, you know? So yeah. I remember that from a Passover when I was 12. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm drunk. And it was like, I probably had like 2 glasses. And I'm like, ah!
I know. Right? So strange. And then, you know, I was like, okay, well, that's a little bit odd. But then when Ari had his circumcision, they gave him wine when he was a baby.
No, I've heard they do that. They will... A little bit of wine,
on the gums or whatever.
Yeah,
and like
the Gentiles do whiskey, which I wish I had. Yeah, you know.
I mean,
I don't remember it, but
they do that. Actually, I was advised by some Jews during teething that I should put whiskey on the gums. But yeah, I felt a little weird about that because I was like, I don't know about it's not necessarily fetal alcohol syndrome, but it's like a bizarre thing to do. But yeah, so. I don't know why I'm so tired, because I actually have been prescribed Seroquel to sleep, so I'm like, why am I tired? I've been sleeping.
That's another one I was in.
Seroquel is under the heading of antipsychotics, which is very strange because I don't have psychosis.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So, but it's sleep inducing. You're saying
right? Or so not, I mean, it's used for a variety of things, but one of them is like if you're not sleeping. So it kills mania too, right? It's like I'm gonna murder your mania. So,
all right.
Yeah, so that's cool, but it does make you feel like you got hit by a bus. Like, it's super sedating.
There's so many people I wish I could...
Just, like, sprinkle it on their cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean, like, in a roofie, rapey way. I mean, like, people who are just assholes.
Who just need it.
Yeah.
Who just need it. Sedation. I mean, I'm not terribly fond of... being sedated, but if anyone who makes Seroquel wants to sponsor us,
there you go.
I will say for Seroquel's sake, it does help with the transition from mania to normalcy. It does.
Okay.
So yeah, whoever makes Seroquel, we'll take your money.
Yeah. Send it to the White House.
Right. Definitely. I wonder if Donald Trump has responded to our tweet. Let's check.
I'm gonna guess no, because I feel like. Not that we're not important, but I feel like, you know, he probably gets horrible, horrible tweets at him.
No, he hasn't, but people
like it.
It,
yeah, totally.
People are entertained.
Yeah.
Okay, let me focus on things. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about other places. Oh, you want to hear an irrational OCD thought?
Yes.
Okay. So every time I hear a police siren, I think I'm going to get arrested.
Oh.
Every single time.
Did you do something that you're
hiding?
Nothing.
No. Okay. No. It has no basis in reality.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I sure.
And so I have to be like, you're fine. It's not like you did anything horrible.
Right.
But it's just a scary thought.
Okay. That, you know what, I am not to judge any OCD type things.
But it's like a weird Pavlovian dog thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, just once you hear, yeah.
Yeah, so if the police want to sponsor this podcast.
The Benevolency Association,
right.
Yeah.
The Police Academy, Cadet Corps, the Fire Department, you know, whatever government agency...
Yeah.
If Donald Trump wants to sponsor this podcast...
I'm not sure how I feel about that, but...
If the White House, you know...
I mean, I already make money off the federal government. It's going to be, you know...
It's a wash, you know?
There you go.
If LensCrafters wants to sponsor this podcast, we both wear glasses.
Yeah, we do. We both wear glasses.
We also would take new frames, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Need probably a new prescription. I realize I can't see for shit now. But, Putin? I don't know. No.
Maybe. Oh, somebody is sad and messaging me.
Okay, so that's, kind of on par with,
right.
I guess, the podcast. But is it a sponsor who's sad?
No.
No, okay, never mind. All right.
You know, depression is a horrible thing, and so if depression wants to sponsor this podcast, we're going to have to say no. We're going to have to say
no.
You're not...
That's the hard no for you. Trump is the hard no for me. I think...
What about OCD? Can OCD sponsor this podcast?
I would have to spend, many nights worrying about it.
Anxiety would be a good sponsor.
There you go.
Anxiety
yes.
would be proactive.
If things could sponsor us, if mental issues could sponsor
definitely.
Us.
Definitely. I mean, I think bipolar would be, if it were in manic mode, it could
yes.
sponsor
oh,
us.
Yeah.
With a lot of money. With a lot.
Oh, yes. Oh, that would be very much. Yeah.
Right. Casinos could sponsor us. Because, you know, I'm sure that a lot of bipolar people go to casinos.
By the way, I've been trying for years to get to be the spokesperson for Purell.
Oh,
by the
why aren't
company.
You? You know what?
Yeah.
Purell, if you're listening to
please
this
do.
Podcast,
absolutely.
What do you love about Purell?
It's available. It works. They sent out a thing debunking the myths about where... You know, it builds up
super germs or whatever. No, yeah.
It doesn't do any of that. Hospitals use it. Purell is great. I love you, Purell. Come get me.
Doesn't it kill? It kills 99.9% of germs.
And they have their aloe vera version, which it's great. I think
we're gonna tweet them right the fuck now. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, please do it. And I know for a while they had a spokesperson with
them? That's not really them, is it?
I would look for a check mark for sure.
Yeah, but that's not. Are they under something else? Maybe we have to look them up. That's so sad.
But no, definitely Purell. I went. I spent a year where I would just tweet at them.
Look, that's them.
As to you should.
Isn't that weird?
Huh? Yes. And they at that like I should be your spokesperson. Who would be better than me?
I don't. Okay, you need to not be doing that. I can't. All right. So
she's talking to the cat. No, yeah. I'm not.
All right. So, hi Purell. We would like you to be our corporate sponsor for our podcast. Thank you. With OCD love.
I love it.
And, okay, so, you know, if you see this tweet, guys, to Purell.
I forget offhand because it's been a very long day. Her name, and my wife's a big, huge fan of her. She was on Friday Night Lights. She was the wife. And she was the sponsor for Purell for a while. And she was on the country music show, Nashville, and she's great. She's wonderful.
Mm.
I could do this with her.
Yes. I really just want them to listen to us and give us monies.
I mean, I probably over the past 20 years, given them, I may have kept them in business. I have no idea. You know?
You definitely have, I think. I mean, I just feel like they need to give us money.
Yeah, sure. And you know what? And I don't even have to pretend. I'm not acting. I will promote the shit out of that.
So Purell, if you're listening, I don't know who your CEO is. We'll have to look you up.
Frank Purell.
Oh.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. No, I mean, that's like, you know, you probably thought about, like, Frank Purdue.
Yeah,
you know?
No. I assigned Frank or Shlomo Purell. Maybe.
Shlomo?
Yeah.
Is he Jewish? I feel like whoever created Purell has to be Jewish, maybe.
Like me. It's a very, you know.
I feel.
How do you fight the 10 plagues with Purell?
You just, right. Except for maybe. One of them, blood is probably not going to...
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to be, you know, you need something else. Bacitracin, you know, bandages. Yes. So, yeah, Purell is on the list. What else? Tina Fey probably has money for us.
Okay. Why?
Just because she likes funny people.
You're funny?
Yeah, and we are both funny. And also, I love 30 Rock and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I love both of those.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We love them, collectively.
Yes.
Also, I don't think that Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt has money because they're like a Netflix series, but we're going to give you a shout out.
Hey, Netflix, if you want to make this a show, make our podcast
make
a show.
Our podcast a show. We're so... Real funny and
we're Broad City, but
yeah,
a man and woman in a podcast.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Sort of, kind of. Yeah,
we don't have radio faces either. Like we're attractive people.
Absolutely.
Objectively,
you're hot.
Yeah, you're hot.
I think I'm. You know,
you're definitely. We're both hot people.
No,
definitely. I mean, you know, you've had a lot of sex. And he's we're both kind of like dorky hot, which is good. I feel
we pass on TV for sure.
We would, I mean, we would be like adorkable.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Love it.
Right. And then, and I feel like, you know, if we were on, some kind of Saved by the Bell kind of situation, like what would our character be? Would we be like the sidekick?
You know, I actually had been told once by, like, like, I took an acting class where they had, like, a consultant who's like, you'd be the friend. I'm like, I would love to be the friend. That's
career. Like the friend?
Right, the buddy.
The friend.
The buddy.
Yeah.
To the main guy. I'm like, you know what? That's not an insult. I would love to be, have a career as
the buddy.
I would
definitely be the friend, but unfortunately, in my mind, that's the problem. I would be the friend. Like, if someone were casting me, I would be the friend, but that's not how I am in my head.
You're the,
I'm the person.
Okay.
But I'm, but if I were being casted, I would be the friend for sure.
I think you could, be the person.
I feel like I could be the person.
I believe
I could be the person,
yeah.
And I, but you know, it's tough because sidekicks are cool though, right?
I know.
Sidekicks are cool.
Sometimes people, you know, that's...
if you're a sidekick and you want to, you want to sponsor our podcast, please let us know. If you, make tennis balls and you want to sponsor our podcast, please do that.
Yeah, no.
Wilson.
Andy Richter,
right. Wilson Athletics. Who makes right. If you are not a Scientologist and you want to sponsor our podcast.
Well, even if you are a Scientologist, but you don't want us to join, that's fine. That's the only thing I'll say, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think that
Dianetics
works.
Is fine. I mean, you know what? I used to see the Dianetics, like, Volkswagens all over my old neighborhood.
I would see the commercials when I would stay, when I was a teenager and I would stay up late watching TV.
Right.
It would be during the middle of the night because I feel like they were trying to pander to, well, are you watching TV at 2 a.m.? You're our crowd. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't think, is L. Ron Hubbard alive still?
No, he's been long dead and he, interesting story that he apparently... Del Close, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not Glenn Close.
Right, right.
That's why I have to stop the cider. But, Del Close, founder of Modern Improv, knew L. Ron Hubbard and was like, hey, you know, your science fiction, you could, like, turn that into something where you can make money. Blah.
So, Scientology is completely just money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we thought, though.
Yes, although now they're going to come after us. So, Leah Remini.
Okay,
cool. Do you want to come sponsor
us? Yes. Did you know that, this is a total non sequitur, but did you know that, that's not his name. I'm definitely drunk. Arnold Lobel, who wrote Frog and Toad, the series.
Yes.
Like I said, non sequitur. No. He died of AIDS.
I didn't know that. I had been told that the, we're way gone here, that it was about, the subtext was a gay relationship.
I had always thought,
I'm like, I thought it was about race relations, because Frog and Toad were different species, different colors, and they got along. I loved the Frog and Toad books, but I thought it was about race relations. But Nicole said that it was more about, like, they were, you know, a gay frog and a gay toad. You know what? Either way, very progressive.
I can't stop laughing.
I love that you're dying here.
Because I never thought about it as race relations. I mean, I think we've discussed that the controversial story in Frog and Toad. Have we not discussed the one about him in the bathing suit?
I don't think we have, no.
I mean, I have spoken about this and written about this publicly, that Toad has body dysmorphic disorder, and there is a story about Frog. I could be mixing them up, but I believe...
Oh, they're all the same to you,
exactly. No, it is. It's Toad. So Toad's wearing a bathing suit, but he's ashamed of his body, and he's, like, hiding in the pond or whatever. And he's like, and the objective narrator is like, Toad did not want to get out of the water because he was afraid. And Frog
was
like,
I don't remember that one.
And Frog was like, just come out of the water. And then the fucking end of the story is, and then all the animals laughed at him. And then Frog laughed. And that's the end.
that's a little, that's dark.
And wow. So I'm like, what is the message? Is the message that, like, bullying is real? Like, what is it?
Good question, and now we cannot find out.
Well, because he's dead, so yeah. We can't even ask him.
Wow, but you know, it's...
Every time I read that story to my kids, I'm like, just so you know,
yeah.
It's not okay to laugh at people because of their body issues.
Just make up your own ending. Just write on a different, you know, a couple of more pages. That's rough.
I wrote a blog post about this, and I will show it to you.
Definitely, because
it is completely un-fucking acceptable. Like, you don't do that. You don't make fun of someone's body and then just be like, the end of the story. No. Like, that's not the moral.
I feel like then maybe Frog and Toad Rider had maybe some issues or something.
I feel like he was trying to say that maybe someone did that to him.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's projecting.
He was totally... I mean, I don't know what his body was. I mean, if he was overweight or like what. And I also don't know... I don't know what his sexuality was. I know he was married.
Okay.
And that he had children. But I think that he might have gotten divorced. I'm not sure.
Because, I mean, I don't, again, I've been told now that it's sort of a gay thing, but I also, again, I always just thought it was a race thing, you know, brown and green and frog and toad. And
there's so many things. I mean, like,
thought the Berenstain Bears were Jewish, but.
You know the Berenstain Bears, there's like some fucked up shit with that whole plot line. I feel they may be actually anti-Semitic. I think that there's some kind of fucked up thing about them.
That just bothers me because why call them Berenstain or Berenstain or whatever call them?
You know, I do have fond memories of them, but
they were brown. I thought they were like POC Jews. I thought it was really progressive.
Like they were maybe like Ethiopian Jews or something.
Yeah, totally.
I have to ask my best friend, but she says there's something screwed up about the Berenstain Bears. I should text her, but I don't know if she'll respond in time.
Oh, sure.
We could try. Last time we had some luck with that, right?
That is true. Now I'm getting tired, sorry.
I'm going to say, what is fucked up about the...
We're tackling some controversial issues, so if you're a sponsor, you want to be the one that breaks the mold. You want to get in on this and be like, we're cool with the controversy.
Interscope Records, if you want to sponsor us, you know, because I love Lady Gaga. I think she's super amazing. By the way, I direct messaged you on Twitter and you'd never replied. Not Lady Gaga, but Interscope Records.
Yes, no. I mean, Lady Gaga wants to come onto the show, that's cool too.
Right. I mean, I'm still waiting for Adam Levine's publicist to get back to us, you know.
They've both been on Horror Story, so.
Oh, good. I mean.
In fact, Ryan Murphy, if you want
to. Ryan Murphy, if you would like to come on the podcast.
I have so many questions for you.
Yeah, who do you have questions for? Like, you know who I really want to come on here? Is Lindsay Lohan, because I think she needs to write for Stigma Fighters.
You know what? I've been defending her for years. I've always said, listen, I know a lot of young child actors end up with issues, but I feel like I'm waiting for the turnaround. I feel like she has a chance. I feel like she's a better person than people give her credit
for. I agree.
For.
I think she's awesome. And I think that she is just influenced by her dysfunctional family.
No,
which I feel like we all have those issues, right?
Yes.
Listen, your dad is fucking stoned out of his mind right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. We could.
You know? And, like, you know, I come from a very enmeshed codependent family. So, I mean, we all have issues. So, Lindsay Lohan, if you're listening to this...
Come on
our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, give us some money.
If you don't give us money, that's okay.
We're fine.
But, you know, either way, well...
Samara, do you have anything to say to the people before we go? No?
I just want a pillow from your bed.
Oh, sure. You can take a pillow from my bed.
I don't want to get in with
you. Okay, just give me a minute, okay?
One minute.
So, you know, I think with that, we should probably head out.
Definitely.
But you know, if you are out there and you have some money that you don't know what to do with.
Absolutely. And if you're Purell, if you're a pharmaceutical company, if you're Lindsay Lohan, if you're all of the above, just come on out, you know.
You know, I mean, actually, that is feasible.
It
right.
Could be, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan could be using Purell And she could be working on the side as a pharmaceutical
And
rep.
We respect you, Lindsay. We love you.
Everybody's got to do a side job.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's fine. I mean, maybe she's like hawking Lexapro on the
there
side.
You go.
I don't know.
Yep.
Where can people find you online?
I am EvanJM0202. The Virgin Chronicles is a podcast, another podcast I do. Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But you know,
you should come on to that. We'll have you on that show. And I'm going to get Darren to come on to this show.
Yeah.
I like to consolidate
put everybody in the same place.
My poly podcast.
Right.
Life.
You're definitely not a monogamous podcast. Also, neither of us are virgins.
No. And that's.
As evidenced by the fact that I have two kids.
Your child just came in and talked. Yeah.
I mean, it could have been an immaculate conception, or I could have adopted, but still, that's
if
not...
you're the immaculate, the whole other bunch of sponsors, we get the Catholic Church in this.
Oh, yes. The Archdiocese. If you're listening right now...
A Jewish woman who...
Yeah. Jesus, if you're listening to this podcast from the grave,
so the first time a Jewish podcast had a call out to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're just...
I don't even know what the point of this was. I mean, I do.
We will,
I think,
yeah.
We know, though. We know what the point was.
Give us money.
Right.
Like the cow.
The Sony Dream Machine alarm clock from the 80s. Do you remember this alarm clock?
No.
Okay, I'm going to show you this video my friend Jason made. It basically sounds like a fire alarm waking you up in the morning. But Sony, if you want to sponsor our podcast.
Absolutely.
We will take you. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.